Another big story on the boil at the moment. The Jermyn train crash on Tuesday has prompted the Railway Safety Regulator to issue the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, or PRASA, with a prohibition directive stopping it from manually authorising trains under threat of criminal prosecution. This is quite something. This is after a train smash in Germiston this week. More than 200 people were injured there. On the line, we've got the acting CEO of the Railway Safety Regulator of South Africa, Tsepo Ganare. Good morning, Tsepo. Welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, good morning, Ray, and good morning to your listeners.
So just tell us more about banning manual authorizations. What exactly is this about?
Ray, I think what we found at the scene of the accident that took place in about 2 days ago is that because they had incidents of cable theft and so the signals wouldn't have been operational. What they then had to do under those conditions, which we normally refer to as degraded conditions, was to then manually authorize access of various trains. So what then transpired is that at the control center, they actually authorized two trains into the same section. And on that basis, our view is because we had almost a similar event in Elandsfontein sometime last year, where we found that there was an issue as well of manual authorization. And in fact, generally, we find that where they have degraded conditions and they manually authorize, that is, the train crawl officer would often tell the train when to access, not necessarily relying on signals. We tend to have a lot of these occurrences. And our view was that in order to manage that properly, we needed PRASA to sort of pay specific attention to that, hence the prohibition directive.
Right. However, though, if signals aren't working due to cable theft, how do you notify controllers what to do?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying if say, for instance, the signals are down, okay, how do you then communicate with trains? How do you communicate with operators if you don't use cell phones? What do you do? In other words, just describe your communication process.
Look, I think the control center, if it's operational, so they're supposed to be able, through the trunking radios, so they should be able to communicate with the train driver from the CTC to inform them when to access a section.
Right.
But in this instance, what seems to have transpired is that the train control officer authorized access for two individuals. Therefore, we are saying, we note that we understand, and you know, I would like to emphasize, we are not opposed to manual authorization because it's your fallback position under the circumstances when the signals are not working. So manual authorization is all you can do. However, our difficulty at this stage is that we felt that maybe there wasn't sufficient you know, because of the occurrence that we've seen, we are really concerned about what we see and the fact that you continue to have occurrences during those periods. However, yesterday I met with the group CEO of PRASA, the new acting group CEO of PRASA, as well as the acting CEO of PRASA Rail, together with the DG for Transport, to try and sort of thresh out what can be done. I mean, we recognize the impact that would have on the entire operations, and we have agreed together with PRASA that sometime this morning they will send us our plans to show us how they will manage this better, because most of it, in our view, centers around maybe issues around communication, as you said, because and as well as maybe issues of supervision. The group CEO has made certain commitments which indicate to me that there is a willingness within the leadership of PRASA to actually turn the tide. However, I think at this stage, I haven't received the plans yet, but I know that the teams, our team as well as the PRASA technical teams, will be looking at the plans to see whether the RSR, it would give RSR some level of comfort that they've got the situation under control.
Is there going to be any disciplinary action?
Within Brasa, I think naturally they would have to investigate the circumstances under which this happened. Was it just purely human error, or was it were there other things? And this is normally why we conduct inquiries, is so that we are able to identify the root cause. And once we've been able to, once they've been able to do that, I think the CEO, the group CEO, did give me the assurance that the necessary action will be taken. If it means that there is within their system, they will do what is necessary.
Tepa, I said this on the show yesterday. Do we have the correct or update technology to deal with railway safety? If you watch the movies, you'll see a gigantic computer screen, and you'll see one train is on that line, and another train is on another line. Yeah. Do we have that?
Look, we do, but I think what we do have in some instances, in some instances we don't. Remember, if you look at the Plaza currently, the whole modernization project seeks to try and bring all our infrastructure up to date with whatever is happening around the world. We are improving our signals. I know that Plaza is implementing, and in fact, in a lot of these sections, in some of the sections, maybe not say a lot, in some of these sections where they are doing manual authorizations, there is actually signaling upgrade activities that are taking place. I know that there are big projects in KZN, in Cape Town, as well as in Johannesburg. So as part of our modernization process, but again, naturally, as you do try to modernize and keep up with the rest of the world, with the best of the world, I suppose you still do have a very old infrastructure which is ailing and which we try and manage at the same time. So I think the process of introducing new infrastructure and modernizing when you actually have a very old system and having to run the two at the same time, it is quite a very difficult
problem.